Year, what is going on, New York? Welcome back. Yes, back to another episode of
Nick's Anonymous, you know what time it is.
episode
Damn, I forgot. 89?
89.
Okay, I was right. 89.
One
Shout
away
out to
from
Nick
that.
Payne. He knows we forget all the episodes.
Yo. You gotta stay in tune, my boy. God, I need you, Stevie. I need to focus. I need you.
Got a lot on my mind, bro. I'm sorry.
Anyway, shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. Shout out to the new setup. If you're watching YouTube, I have the camera over on this side now. I don't know why. I'm feeling a little chill today, man. I'm feeling a little laid back because the New York Knicks are back, baby. So I gotta lean back with the Knicks. Now lean back. Now lean back, cause the Knicks are ballin'. Yo, listen, bro. I'm not gonna lie. What a time to be alive
Oh
as a
yeah,
Knicks
I
fan.
agree.
What a time to be alive as a Knicks fan, genuinely. And I mean that with the purest of heart. I'm not trolling. I'm dead ass.
I mean, dude, why would you troll? We're on a 5-game winning streak. Like, what's not to be happy about?
That leaves me speechless. I'm not gonna lie to you, because I did say I said it. I posted before, so far I'm 2 for 2. I posted before the All-Star break. I said we can beat the Hawks to push it to 6 games over .500. We did that. Then I proceeded to say we are one run away from actually jumping to the 6th seed and possibly 5th seed. We are on a
Did
5-game winning streak, like you said. And well, before we even get to that, a little too excited. I'm sorry.
Oh
Things
no, you had some momentum there. Maybe you should have just kept going.
are hectic. No. Things are hectic. Listen, I just want to thank everybody. Listen, the people, we are the people's voice, Stevie. The people come first. I just want to thank everybody. We love you guys. We love the community that we're building. I did say I was gonna go live today. I completely forgot about that idea. I'm not gonna lie to you. But
Do that next week. Do that next week.
yes, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go live on Instagram, and then some point in the show, we're just gonna stop and then take some questions from you guys, and then we can answer it on the show. So that'll be pretty cool. My fault, Steve. What were you gonna say? You're gonna say something.
Oh no. That's it. I'm good.
Chilling. All right, bet. Shout out to Knicks Anonymous family as always. So let's get into the show. So like we was just saying though, the Knicks not only are on a 5-game winning streak, they passed the Heat
10 of
to
their
go.
last 14. Sorry to
Yeah,
cut you off. 10 of their
you
last
good?
14.
We passed the Heat to jump to the 6th seed, and we are now currently, after tonight's loss to the Hawks, the Brooklyn Nets lost. We are now currently 1 game out from the 5th seed. What
Great.
a time to be
That's
alive.
wonderful. Who would have thought that? You know what I mean? And all it took was us to play good and one trade to shake things up.
Listen, hold on, let me take a sip of this ginger ale.
Oh, why you do that? You know, follow us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. Follow us on Twitter at Knicks Anonymous, spelled KNICKZ Anonymous. Catch our website, knicksanonymous.com. Follow us on TikTok, Knicks Anonymous. And you find us on platforms such as iHeartRadio, and we're on Pandora, right?
Course.
Pandora, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Breaker.
Yes, sir. And my camera's not focusing right now. We love to see it.
You kind of
But
look blurry. You got a
I
little
know.
blurry.
Okay.
There you
There we
go.
go.
There you go.
There we go. I
There
had to
you
fix it. I had the force. I had the force. The force is strong within me and within the Knicks. So, yeah. Listen. I'm as happy as any Knicks fan can be. You know it's crazy. This is how crazy it gets. You know it's crazy when the media is on our side. And
A lot of them are eating crow,
let me
taking stuff back.
that and we push the Hawks out of the national game tomorrow. So that TNT spot for tomorrow's game was supposed to be tonight for the Nets and the Hawks. I mean, it was supposed to be
The Hawks and the Nets and the Hawks.
Yes, yeah. For that, for,
you're right.
For,
you're right.
For tomorrow night. So
no, it was for today, but they switched it for us for tomorrow versus the Celtics. Which is, was that, was the Celtics one of our key games? It was.
It was.
Speaking of which, we're 1-0 in those key games. We beat Washington.
And we're, well, I'm 2-0 on the list because I said we were going to beat the Pelicans and the...
But the Wizards. I was going to say Wizards. The Bullets. Wow.
The Wizards. Bullets. Yo, I'm not going to lie. Now that you say that, I was actually talking about with Mike that they should bring back the classic old school, like the jerseys. Like the...
Bullets?
Yeah, like the
2000s. They did at one point, like... In the early 2000s, they had the bullet style jerseys. As a matter of fact, the year Jordan was playing with the Wizards, they had brought back the bullet style jerseys. It just said Wizards, though.
Okay, quick question. What was your favorite? I'm going to have to say Sonic. The Sonics.
What, like throwback jersey?
Yeah.
Wow. That's tough, man, because a lot of those old school jerseys are fire, man.
Raptors,
you know which one's,
cool.
You know which one's underrated? Even though it's technically not a throwback, because I think throwback jerseys are 70s. Toronto Raptors. Your first ones, those are fire.
The Raptors are nice. Yes, the Raptors is a good one. But okay, so we've gone with the show. Jericho Sims. I want to shout out Jericho Sims. Not because of the dunk, not because of the dunk. We already passed that. But the man posted a picture of himself on Twitter or all social medias, and he had himself a nice looking, I don't know. Drink. I don't know if he's old enough to drink, so I'm not gonna say cocktail. He had some type of island beverage in his hand, and he proceeded to say, "I am not worried." Pretty much, he said, "I am not worried about the haters or the comments." Now, I'm gonna shout out Jericho Sims for taking it like a champ and talking his shit. All right, I'm gonna support the guy, and I thought it was pretty cool because Jericho Sims doesn't really show that kind of personality, so. The fact that he stepped out of his comfort zone to, like, shut people up is pretty cool. So, I clap it up for him on that one. But, yeah, so, how do you feel about it, Stevie? How do you feel about that?
I mean, despite the fact his performance was terrible, you know, I don't see why he shouldn't enjoy himself. You know, like, should he stop having fun just because he had a bad performance?
I don't think so at all. I think he did proper precautions. And more, because I didn't see this coming at all. I didn't see that.
I wish it would have worked out, but you know, as long as he's happy, that's what's important.
Yeah, and other news. Speaking of the Hawks, a good no name out there recently got fired. Nate McMillan from the Atlanta Hawks has been fired. Now you're asking yourself, now why do you care? Because it's a Knicks podcast. Me and Stevie, without knowing, like, we didn't even consult each other. Like, we just posted something, and it's just funny that we both posted it, but it was for two different reasons. And Stevie, to give you a reason.
That's a weird firing to me, considering the Hawks didn't start winning until they made Nate McMillan their coach, because I don't know if y'all remember, to refresh your memories, I forgot who the Hawks coach was before McMillan, but when they fired him, his record was 14-20. And they were out of playoffs. So Nate McMillan's coaching is what brought that team. Well, let me not say over the top, but brought them to relevancy. Because I don't know if you remember, but when we were originally podcasting the year we made the playoffs, I had said the Hawks are having the same come up we are. They're just not getting the headlines because, you know, we're the New York Knicks. So they pretty much had the same trajectory we did. But now, they're trending down at the moment because of that firing. However, it did come out that, I don't know if I saw it, I got a blast like 10, 15 minutes ago that they're hiring Quinn Snyder. So they may trend up again. Who knows? Because Quinn Snyder's a pretty good coach. But as of right now, terrible firing, in my opinion, bro. Because Nate McMillan's a good coach. He's not a great coach. He's a good coach. He's had success. He's had playoff success in most of the places he went. I just think there was a bad firing on their part. You know, I think that's the player. The issue is the players in that instance.
Yeah, and to tie that into with the Knicks, basically what happened with McMillan is what people wanted to do with Thibodeau. So, because mm-hmm. they're pretty, what's happening with the Hawks is pretty much what was happening to us last year and going into the beginning of this year. So, a lot of people wanted to just give up on him, get rid of him, and not see it through. See, the thing with the Hawks, they got beef over there. Like, the same thing with Cam Reddish and Thibodeau, they had it with Trae Young and McMillan. There was some beef over there, something.
Theirs was a little deeper from what I heard, because they said, like, he had, I don't know the details or if they're facts or not, but I was hearing that he was getting players on board with him and they wasn't feeling McMillan, so it became like a tribal thing, you know what I mean?
See, and that's why we didn't get rid of Tom Thibodeau, because remember, like you said, a lot of people didn't like Thibodeau, but as long as the players never check out on him, he's gonna stay here, he's gonna be valid. And
exactly.
Not only did they stick with him, they're actually excelling at the moment.
Exactly, bro. I've said that many times, yo. The coach is not in danger until the players check out on him. And despite what most Knicks fans think about Thibodeau, the players like Thibodeau. They have not checked out on him in any way. He's not as out as... He's not as out of touch as most people think he is. Is he an old school guy? Obviously. He's old. I think he's in his 60s, am I right? Anybody in their 60s is obviously gonna be old school.
He's up there. He's definitely up there.
You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean he's out of touch. I don't think he's really in touch, but at the same time, he's not out of touch. You know what I mean? If the players like him and he's relating to them. So yeah. If it was up to a lot of y'all, we'd be in the Hawks situation right now.
Disagreeing and having disagreements, it's normal in life, okay? One bad situation shouldn't define somebody for the rest of their career. Like, look at Randall. When he did the thumbs down, everybody wanted to get rid of him. It was over. He was wasted. He was garbage. He was this, that, and the third. Look at where we are right now.
Look at me now.
With Julius Randle. We'll get into him, you know what I mean? If it was up to a lot of Knicks fans, we would be rebuilding.
We would have fired Tibbs and traded Randy. Imagine that.
And left RJ, the guy that we believed in the most and who's actually currently struggling. And the front office gets a lot of bad rep, but who did the front office go and get? Jalen Brunson. And look where that's going.
Josh Hart.
Look where that's going. Beat on your chest, New York. For everybody,
you gotta be patient, man.
Listen, I'm not saying we've been perfect. There have been episodes that you can find that I either spaz or Stevie. Stevie doesn't really spaz that much. It's mainly me. I'm gonna take full responsibility for it, not gonna lie. But you know, you could definitely find me spazzing out a little bit out of, you know, emotions. And I probably said some stuff that I would probably want to take back. And I will own up to that, okay? But I always believed. I never checked out on the Knicks once. Even though I wanted to maybe burn my jersey a couple of times. But I stood there. And like a loyal, if you're a loyal fan, I want you to pat yourself on the back. Because what the New York Knicks are giving you right now is what you deserve. A winning, happy, positive team. Okay?
Agreed.
Competitive team. So
which is what everybody wanted.
And here we are. And serenade in it. I want you to bask in this moment. Because it's happening. It's happening right in front of your eyes. We may have an A player in Julius Randle. Like, we've predicted most of this stuff. I said we need to fix the bench. We're fixing the bench. There's a lot of things coming together right now. It's like a giant puzzle piece or a puzzle, and you're putting the pieces together. So
that's a fact.
Everything's moving forward. Let's leave it like that, right? Everything is going forward. We are not taking steps back. We're not doing any of those sorts. And we did it at minimum till no loss. Like, the way we did it, like, Even if it didn't work out, we still wouldn't have lost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, with all that goodness that's currently happening right now, what do you expect from the players moving forward? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just name you a player. And we're just going to talk briefly, explain, like, you know, what do you want to see him work on or, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
First one I'm going to start with is the obvious, RJ Barrett.
What do I want to see from RJ going forward? I'll say better shot selection. More mid-range jumpers, less threes. And play the defense you played the last two games. The defense wasn't great the last two games against the Wizards and the Pelicans, but it wasn't bad either. Compared to what you were doing lately, you did good these last two games. That's what I would want to see from RJ.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna be too hard on RJ because we've always said this, that RJ has this switch that he turns on in the second half of the season. And from the looks of it, especially after yesterday's game, it looks like the switch is on. So, you know, moving forward, I just wanted to keep this consistency. Whatever flow he has found, you know, whatever piece that he put into the puzzle, he needs to keep rolling with it and just keep flowing and let the game. I want the game to flow. I want him to flow with the game. I think he's been thinking too much. I think he's been too much in his head lately. And he hasn't really been, like, just flowing and letting the game come to him. I think now the game is starting, because now he looks a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more loose. I think he even got a steal. He got a steal at one point. And we said he hasn't been stealing the ball really that much. You know, he's getting into passing lanes. So he's starting to, something is connecting. So only thing I can hope for him moving forward is that he just keeps that consistency. Next on the list, I'm going to go with Jalen Brunson.
Believe it or not, I want him to shoot more threes. Not like on a Steph Curry level, but on average, from what I've been seeing from him lately, he hits two or three a game at a decent percentage. So what I want to see from Jalen Brunson, let's say you hit two out of four, I want you to fire at least two more, whether you hit or miss.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him do that because he's not that bad. He's not the greatest, but then again, if you're open, dude, you gotta take it. I would feel pretty comfortable with you taking that. It's ATM, baby, money in the bag. But what I'm gonna focus on with Jalen Brunson is more so in his off games. So when he's off offensively, he tends to kind of shy away from the passing game because he's not a true point guard. You know what I mean? He's not a pass first point guard. He gets a lot of assists, but he's more of a dominant scorer, you know. But, you know, he's able to adapt and, you know, give what the team needs, and what the team needs is passing. But if you look at the results, we're 30th in assists. So in his off games, he tends to fall off on the offense. Like when his scoring is not there, the offense tends to lack a little bit because he's not really trying to find out. He's still trying to find his own shot. So what I want to see from him is when he's off, to try to get everybody else more involved in the game. And I think he'll do just fine, honestly, because his offensive game doesn't seem to be dropping off at all. So, you know, as long as he keeps the offensive game up, there's really no problem. But when, you know, you're human, it's going to happen. You know, you're going to have a bad game. And in those bad games, I want him to focus more on team play more than individual.
Gotcha.
Next on the list, I'm going to go with Quentin Grimes.
More aggression on offense. Defensively, he's doing great. I have no problem with that. Shooting-wise, percentage, he's doing well. He's doing well, too. But I want to see him be more aggressive on the offensive end.
Okay. So, like, you want him to, like, what, like, to do everything aggressively? Or do you want him to, like, take more threes, attack the paint more?
Everything. Like, because I understand why he doesn't take shots at like he should. Because, you know, Julius Randle and Brunson obviously dominate the ball, but make the most of your offensive opportunities. If you see an easy lane, take it. If you see a shot that you could take real fast, take it. Don't hesitate. Not that he hesitates.
He may also have the.
I want to see him take more shots. Basically,
He may also have the rookie fingers, I like to call. Like, he might pass up some shots to give it to the, you know, the older guys. Like, to
respect, that's what I'm saying. Don't pass those shots up. I want to see him not pass those shots up.
So F your elders, pretty much. Get your own.
No, not necessarily. Still necessarily. All right, look at it this way.
Necessarily. Look at it this way. Necessary W. It's needed.
No. Like, you can still respect your elders, but, like, if you respect your elders 6 times, cut it down to 4. Be aggressive 2 times. 2 extra times.
I could dig it. I could dig that. I'm going to back up on that one because he's... His defense is good. You know, there's nothing wrong with his defense. He's very quick on his feet. I feel like he, you know, obviously he can improve. So I want to see him improve on that. But yeah, his offense, I think he was a little bit more aggressive in the beginning of the season, no? I feel like he was doing a lot more quick steps, a lot more to the basket. You know, and I think he needs to bring that back. And, you know, I feel like that would cause way more havoc on the floor. You know, but overall, he's good. So, you know, I'm not going to bash on him or anything. But we feel like his offense is the key to his game moving forward. Next on the list, I'm gonna save who you think I'm gonna say last. I'm gonna save him for last. Mitchell Robinson, healthy. I just want him to stay healthy.
Yeah, agreed. That's what I want.
I just want him to stay healthy. You do what you do, Mitch. You're doing fine. Just stay healthy.
Agreed. We keep that short and sweet.
Next, Julius Randle.
Cut down on the mental errors. Yeah, you have. Don't get it twisted. I noticed. Everybody notices it. But the further you cut down on it, the better of a player you'll be.
Yes, he does. He does tend to still have trouble in the double teams. He tends to wait. Either it's too late, or he just forces passes across court and, like, throws it out of bounds. Like, sometimes he'll miscommunicate with somebody on a cut and he'll throw it out of bounds or something like that. So, you know, that's really it, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Your defense has improved a lot lately. I definitely see the effort. He picks up on, like, half court if he has to now, you know. And he's moving his feet, and yo, he's doing his thing, man. He's facts. Looking like an A player. You know what I mean? So not really much to say about that. Just the mental lapses, my friend. And you're good. Manuel quickly.
That one's tough because he's playing well.
He's improving. He's on the rise right now.
Yeah. I guess. Nah, I was gonna say shot selection, but the shot selection is not that bad either.
It's getting better.
Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
It's getting better.
That's all I can say about that.
No, he's good now. I'm gonna back on that too, because what we're seeing right now is what he's improving on, and what we would have said that he needed to improve on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I just say keep doing what you got to do.
Yeah, he's going through improvements right now, so he's good. Keep doing what you're doing quickly. Josh Hart. Josh Hart. We're gonna get to iHeart.
Josh Hart. Another one. Keep doing what you're doing. He's playing well since he got here.
I agree. Yeah. Not really much to say on Hart. You know, he fits into anywhere, like we said. So he's doing his thing, man. I think he's doing more than what we expected. You know what I mean? Get more bank for your buck. So that's good. Another win for the front office. Let's rack them up. Let's keep receipts. We're keeping receipts. A lot of people was talking a lot of that sugar honey iced tea. And we was there. We know. We are there.
No, facts.
iHeart.
What do I want to see from iHeart? Believe it or not, more threes too. Yeah. We bought him here for that.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Not high. Give me 3 a game. 3. Not
he probably
three.
gives you 1 right now.
That's what I'm saying. I want 3.
I'll take 2. 3 if he's hot. Like, if
that's what I'm saying.
If he's 2 for 2, I'll let him shoot that third one. Like,
nah, it's going to be rare that he's 2 for 2. That's why I say give him 3. If he hits 1 for 3, let him shoot that fourth. And if he misses that fourth, no more threes. So the worst he can be is either 0 for 2 or 1 for 4.
That's fair. But I don't agree.
I want more. That's fair. I want more threes from him because he's not aggressive shooting, and that's what we bought him here for. I want him firing away. I don't want him firing away like Kirk. All right, I'll put it like this. I don't want him shooting threes the way I want Brunson to, but I do want him to shoot.
He's going to start pulling. He's going to start coming around screens. He gonna start dribbling down, stop and pop, three-pointer from the hash mark.
I mean, if he's hot, go for it. But just...
Don't go for it.
No, if he's hot,
don't go for it, IR. Don't go for the hash mark.
Again, if he's hot, go for it. But I just want him to shoot a little more. His defense is pretty good, so I won't, you know... As far as that goes, keep doing what you're doing. But I want more offense from him. There, I'll say that.
I want more defense. He still needs work on the defense. He's very slow. You know, he's... I don't think that's going to change, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you can't fix that, bro. Like, some people are fast, some people are slow. With him, the effort is there. And that's what's important.
You know what? I agree. Just keep the effort going, my friend. That's all you can do. I would go... Okay, no disrespect. No disrespect to anybody else I didn't name. You know what? Let's go. Obi. Obi Toppin. I expect him to get no PT. Oh, God.
Nah, just make the most of your PT when you get it.
Okay.
He does. He does. Just keep doing that.
He has, for I still think he's trade bait.
I do too, unfortunately, but it is what it is.
I still think he's trade bait. Okay. Deuce McBride and Jericho Sims both are no longer playing due to no minutes. But I guess, you know, for what you guys were doing, keep that same energy. Same with Fournier. When your numbers
just be ready. Called, just be ready when your numbers called.
Listen, the team's a team. All right, can't you know? Everybody matters. D Rose, everybody, all you guys. So let's get into the games. It's getting good. Oh, my camera. No.
Use the force.
The force. Yeah. No.
All right. You're gonna be blurry for a minute.
I'll be blurry for a minute. Go ahead. Go, Stevie. Go.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the games up right now. So we started we went 2-0 for the week. We only had two games.
Great week of basketball.
Started against the Wizards.
Focus, right?
Yeah, no, you're good now. You're clear.
Yeah.
We started our week of games. There you go. We started our week of games.
Friday.
Of two games.
Yo, let Friday me tell you this. Something. That drought was crazy.
We were down 20. Or was it 26?
No, I meant, but like that prior to that game, like no basketball for a whole week is crazy. I'm not gonna lie,
it's actually a week and a half.
I lost my mind. I can't even lie to you. But in terms of this game, yo, yeah, we were down.
You were down 20, I think.
20. We were down horrendously in this game. It was bad. I thought Beal came for revenge. Porzingis was whooping us.
Yeah, he was 5 for 5 from 3 in the first half. I mean, the first quarter, excuse me. But we beat them 115-109.
And a great shooting game from both sides, bro. Like 41% from 3 for us and 43% from them.
Yeah, it was a back and forth game. But you know what was the turning point in the game? And I don't know if you remember. Kyle Kuzma scored a basket. I think he scored it on Julius. And he did this. Like, yeah, you too small. That's what Julius went off from that point on.
Yo, Julius Randle's an absolute machine. I mean,
from that point on, bro, 46 points. This is shocking. This stat right here, 2 rebounds. He's too busy getting buckets to rebound, but I can dig it.
I can dig it as well. I am not mad whatsoever at all. I mean, dude, it was a masterclass. I mean, spinning, dunking, shooting, driving. Yo, he is so comfortable. I mean, like, he was loosey-goosey a little bit. He was talking his sugar on the ice.
He was feeling himself. I'm loving it.
Good. You wonder why? Because I hope it's because he was getting... You know what? The quarter's coming. I hope it was because he was getting shitted on All-Star... that All-Star break, that three-point contest. I hope this is why he's doing what he's doing.
Hey, wait. Speaking of which, what did he do from three? Let me check. So, look at that. 7-14. I hope that's why, too. If that's the case.
You got to be shitting me, man. Another quarter. Hell yeah. You crazy. Listen, I was pissed. I was like, yo, we about to get blown. This is a terrible look. I'm like, this is not how you come back, you know, from a break. This is not what you do.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, God, bro. Remember, we was watching it. I was like, this is not good.
And let me tell you, when you look at the stat line, you could definitely tell it was Julius Randle. This is what an A player does. This is what a Jason Tatum will do. This is what a Bradley Beal would do to completely take the game in his own hands and win. 2 assists, 2 rebounds. He was doing nothing for the team but score.
He said, to hell with this. I'm taking it over.
And he, but there's a difference from saying it and doing it. Not only did he say it, but he did it.
It's an understatement. He did it. It's an understatement if you ask me.
He, let me see, how many turnovers he had?
Julius had only one turnover, so he had a great game.
Oh my God, he's an animal.
I mean, but not for nothing. As a team, we don't turn the ball over like that anyway.
We do not.
So
we're actually like we're like sixth in the league or something like that in turnovers.
Since you mentioned Bradley Beal, he only had 16 points on 6 of 14 shooting. And we can shout Quentin Grimes out for
Quentin
that
Grimes,
one
because
he covered
Quentin,
him for
Quentin
most
Grimes.
Of the game.
See, Quentin Grimes had 5 points, but my favorite stat line, the plus minus, my boy had a plus 8.
Defense on Beal. That's what it was.
And even though he had 5 points, still shot it well. 2 of 4, 1 of 2. Still shot it very well.
Again, be more aggressive, man, but keep that defense up. It
yeah,
was
yeah,
real
yeah.
good, man.
Our main man, RJ. RJ Barrett, 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 2. This is the RJ effect, man. The second half of the season, the switch is on, my friend.
Yeah, numbers were pretty modest, but
the efficiency.
The impact was there. The efficiency and the impact was there.
That's the most.
Let me throw this out there. What if I told you Mitch being back is what's helping RJ be better on defense?
Ooh, explain. Explain yourself now.
I guess, because remember, iHeart was getting a lot of the minutes at center. So, as you said, he's a little slow-footed. So, when players got by RJ, they scored more often than they would when Mitch was there. And it's not to say iHeart played bad ball, because he did play good defense. But again, with Mitch there, they're scoring less often. So, his presence kind of helps the perimeter defense. And I've said that before many times.
So he exerts less energy.
To an extent, yes. I'll say that. To an extent. Because it's easier for Mitch to cover him than it is for iHeart. Not that iHeart doesn't have the ability, because he didn't do a good job while Mitch was gone. But with Mitch, it's more elite, on an elite level.
More help. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Length, size, all that.
And speed as well.
And speed. Definitely. Listen. RJ, listen, we've been rooting. Look at, like I said, just because I didn't like the performance of what he was doing doesn't mean I didn't stop believing in him. Of course, we're gonna want RJ to succeed. Do I still think we should trade him as he's doing good? Yes, but that's just my opinion.
I mean, if he steps it up and turns into the player we think he can be, then that's different. We keep him, obviously.
Yes, but yeah, yes, obviously. But if you know, if there is another
if something
move,
comes along, we gotta listen.
That's what I mean. Yes, thank you for saving my life, Stevie. You probably just saved the war.
We at least have to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
And another key thing to really mention in this, you know, situation is we won the second half.
How did we outscore them the second half? Let me check. I'm sorry.
29. I got you. It's 29-24 and 26-21.
So 55-45 by 10.
Yep. And we've been struggling we used to struggle in the halves, you know, the dreaded third quarter. Didn't happen. We came back strong, fighting, and we pulled it out. We closed it. We closed the game. Something that we said that we have problems, like we blow leads and we can't close games. So we didn't blow a lead in this situation, but we didn't we closed it.
Facts. That's a fact.
So okay. So moving forward. Anything else you gotta say about the Wizards game? Great win.
Yeah, we can move on to the next game. I'm cool with that. Okay. We played the New Orleans Pelicans the very next day. Final score 128-106. We pretty much scraped them the whole game. And I mean, they kind of made it a game in the second half, kind of. And I stress kind of, because the score in the second half was 55-54 us. So they played better ball, but we still blew them out.
Listen, yesterday, I even made the video. The video,
it was beautiful, bro.
Listen, yesterday capped it off. It was the cherry on top. Yesterday, it was like the best day to be a Knicks fan. I mean, dude, everybody smiling, everybody having a great time. Quickly throwing lobs to Julius Randle off the backboard.
That was beautiful, bro. I never thought in my life I would see Julius Randle do that.
The Garden cheering Derrick Rose. Tom Thibodeau acknowledging the crowd and giving the people what they want.
And y'all want to fire that man?
And subbing in Derrick Rose, which he didn't score. He really wanted to. Rose, you let me down on that one.
That's okay, bro.
If you would have bet... Listen, if someone would have bet D. Rose to score 2 points and he would have hit a three, you know how much money you would probably make? Yo, listen.
Yesterday was great, bro. I can't even lie, man. Six players in double figures. Barrett had another good game, 25 points.
Monster
Barrett,
what, game.
Bro, plus minus, plus 23. Come on, RJ. Second half, RJ.
Listen, this is why. If you're watching the YouTube right now, this is why my chair leaned back. I got my hand right now. I'm folding the hands over the head. I'm in relaxed mode right now, man. I'm taking it in. I'm not saying we let our guard down, but I think it's time to smell the fresh air and really taking what's going on right now.
Oh, and bro, fun fact. Shout out to perimeter defense. Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum combined 13 for 41.
And we were getting under their skin. Brandon Ingram got a technical. Oh, I love it.
You got to give flowers to Grimes, bro. Got to give flowers to Grimes, bro. This, bro, CJ McCollum, Bradley Beal, 2 days in a row, a combined 12 for 33. Got to give that man his flowers, bro.
And again, wait, Stevie, do the math on this one. Dirty 24. That's 54. 29-26,
55.
We won the second half by 1 point. Another second half win.
A win is a win. Win is a win. Great way to start the stretch run, man. This gives us so much momentum, bro. I think we have the ability to climb to the fourth seed, in all honesty. I already said what we expected from the players, as did you, bro. But, bro, we could climb, bro. We're 9 wins away from my prediction of 44 wins. And it's very possible we're going to exceed that.
Listen, I'm going to say this. Look, at the fourth seed, I like the idea. I feel like it's reachable. I don't think we'll get it, though. I'm going to tell you why. Because I saw Cleveland's schedule. And even though they are losing games that they're supposed to be winning, their schedule is way easier than ours. So I think they'll continue to, like, get the games they need. And I think the furthest we'll go is the fifth seed. Because I definitely think we could take the Nets off
Agreed.
That spot.
Agreed.
I definitely think we could take the Nets off that spot. We're already one game behind them. You know, and I don't know who the Nets play next, but let me see who the Nets play next.
I'll check that. Hold on. All I know is this, bro. First round, I want the Cavs.
First round, I want the Cavs.
I put that.
That's writing in the stars.
I put that energy out on Twitter. I want the Cavs, bro. And it's not because I don't like the fact we didn't get Donovan Mitchell. I don't really care about that. It's because that'll be a great playoff series, bro. The headlines. The narrative, you know what I mean, bro? Like,
wait, who do we play tomorrow?
We play the Celtics.
Oh my god, bro, they play the Bucks. We could go fifth tomorrow.
But Giannis is hurt. Even though they won today.
But they got Middleton.
Even though they won today against Phoenix, Giannis is hurt.
They got Middleton though.
That's a fact, but Giannis is a big loss, bro. That's the MVP. Or you are a former MVP.
Bro, I got fifth tomorrow. That'd be sweet.
That'd be sweet if that happens. But I want the Cavs in round one. That's all I'm saying.
That was meant to be, bro. And then if we win, then what?
We talking to y'all, Knicks fans. What do you say then?
We talking, yo, me here at Knicks Nam, we talking. Listen, we're going to do, if we beat the Cavs, first round of the playoffs, we're going to have a Knicks Anonymous. This is a promise. We're going to have a Knicks Anonymous special where y'all could just come up here and just talk y'all grits, y'all shits, anything you want to talk about, honestly. And let it go. Let it hang. Talk it, say it with your chest.
I think we should be the ones to talk the shit since, you know.
Oh no. You're gonna hear my
we're the ones who think they're gonna beat the Cavs.
You're gonna hear my you're gonna hear our piece. Oh no, best believe. But we're gonna also hear everybody else's piece.
True. Okay. That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Bandwagon is not welcome.
Not at all.
We make it into a t-shirt, because there's a lot, I'm not gonna lie. After the media, after they changed the TNT game to us, I was like, wait a minute.
Nah, I think we should make that a t-shirt, bro. That's a good, that's a great idea. But let's not say that again. Let's keep that quiet.
You got first looks, special edition. And we getting more merch out there. Yo, stay tuned. All I'm gonna say is nothing. I was gonna say it, but I'm not gonna do it. But yeah, listen, that concludes today's episode.
Ah, pretty good episode.
Not bad, not very long. 40 minutes, you know, and climbing a little under an hour.
That's how our old episode used to be. Now we get a little more in depth.
A little more in depth, but listen, this is what, listen, quality over quantity, my friend. And we're actually doing both. We're quality and quantity. This, we're almost at 100 episodes.
Facts. And that's great.
I'm going to pop a champagne bottle for the 100th episode. On right here.
I'm going to light a joint.
Oh, damn. That's a good idea. Not for nothing.
Legal. Well, technically.
Listen. Listen, drink responsibly, smoke responsibly, and only if it's legal in the area. There. Had to save us from lawsuits. We are now protected. Okay. So, listen. Shout out to Nick's Anonymous family. As always, we love you guys. Let me know if you, W setups, let me know. Let me know if you want me to keep it like this or not. We're going to hook Stevie up soon. Don't you worry, Stevie. We're going to get you some lights.
I like the lights. You can see my face.
Dude, I can see. I'm going to get you some RGB lights. I'm going to get you some Nick colors.
Oh, no, I don't want that. It's going to make me look like I do drugs in my house.
I do drugs in my house. Stevie's LGB light right there.
Yeah, I don't want to make it obvious.
You're already here, folks. Listen. We love you guys. Episode 90 coming next week. Follow us on Instagram, as always, Twitter, for any content, any clips, anything that you may have missed. That rhymed, I think. I'm not sure.
Pretty close.
But yeah, listen. Serenade. I think that's going to be like the title of the show, like Serenade.
I think you should call it Moving Forward, because we were talking about what we wanted from the players moving forward.
I'll think about it. I'm gonna flip a coin. I'm gonna put like a bunch of names in the hat.
I'll let you decide. I'm just throwing a suggestion out there.
No, I'm gonna write it down. Where's the pen? But yo, listen, we love you guys, Nick's Anonymous family. Shout out to you guys. We are the people's voice, and we are nothing
without you, the people.
Shout out to you guys. Let's go, Nick's.
Peace.